to post office.
You got a good signal.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody out to council meeting today. First one, 2026. We'll start with the prayer by Bryce and lead us in the pledge of allegiance. Our Heavenly Father, for this day, for the meetings of council, this new year, 2026, and forward. Thank you for the blessings that thou hast bestowed. Serve to live here in this area. Father, we would ask thee that as we go throughout this year, that we would seek to make those decisions that are better for our community and make our residents happy to live here and make it a healthy and happy place to dwell. Heavenly Father, things that would help us to sustain ourselves here, bless the leaders of our country, our religious affiliations. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all that thou hast blessed us with. And we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll go to the morning in of Mike, myself, and Gary. Appreciate Sandy coming to do that for us.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and obey and defend the Constitution of the United States, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Yes.
I know.
You copy and paste the last one.
Did you have more hair then? So it was like.
Yeah. Less
gray. I think you have to do a motion to accept him.
Thanks, Andrew. Anything else?
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
For minutes of our December 18th meeting, no discussion or comment. I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And for today's agenda, is there any changes? No, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike. Second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Tiffany Pritchell Smith, cemetery plot purchase, C-117 and C-118.
So those would be on the west side, just west of the tree there, straight over from it.
And then she asked to do the payment plan that's outlined in the ordinance.
Okay. Excuse me, any comments? I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Motion to approve the cemetery plot purchase.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
If somebody sees her, is there a few doctors, just tell her to get with me, and I'll sit down and punch this in, and at least kind of get reserved on here.
Okay. Let her know.
Yellow mark. Helen Park Project. Jane, I'll probably kind of turn this over to you right now just because you've been in contact with Tom and this application just to fill in. And you called me the other day.
Okay, well, Jones and DeMille are helping us fill out the application for this. It's due on the 15th. Their person that works on it went through the whole application and just created a document with a lot of questions. And so I started working on it the other day and decided we really need to get a little input from you guys because I didn't know what to put in there. And if we can just take a minute and get these key questions answered, I think everything else is just a matter of going through and working it over. Like to do this in the next, get it in to her in the next couple of days. And those of you that were on that email, I think Tanner was on there and you were probably on there, Cam. Did you get them, Shiloh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I downloaded it as a Google Doc and that allows the editing to take place and everybody can see what we're doing. So that seems like the most efficient way to get these questions. But they need to know who's the primary contact and who's the secondary contact. And I didn't know who you'd want to put on there.
We could. I mean.
Tanner kind of volunteered. He said he would definitely.
Well, my only concern is we've got a short number of days, and we've got to get a lot of this work done fairly quick. So, just a suggestion: if you put me down as the primary, put Tanner down as the secondary.
Sure.
Yeah. Then we can just keep pushing it because there's a lot of this stuff that'll be new to Tanner.
Yeah, that's great.
And
make
so
sure they keep copying me on everything.
Yeah, we'll keep you all in the loop. We'll just do the legwork. But I think initially on this thing, that might be the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah, I like that.
And then, Sid, you might know the answer to this. This gal started filling it in, and I guess they're doing a project at Beaver right now, and she was putting Beaver down for us. And I mentioned that to Tom, and he said, oh, yeah, she's probably just busy, confused. But are we in congressional district number 2? It's Celeste Malloy, so I think that's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be us.
And is Carl Albrecht or is it the San Juan County?
I think it's San Juan. Albrecht works with us, but it's not him.
Yeah, only because we don't see the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's the San Juan.
I wonder if we ought to put Carl and that other guy.
If we could, I would put Carl.
Oh, yeah.
I think he represents us. I probably shouldn't say that in the public meeting, but I think he.
And then what about our state senate? Is that Vickers?
No, I didn't see it.
I think so. It is Vickers? We can Google it. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I will run some of this by Lance because he knows these guys.
Yeah, you just Google it and it'll tell you.
Then the only other big question for us, and maybe it's not even us, What's the project name? Park expansion?
Yeah.
City park expansion.
I'd do it like enhancement. I could use enhancement.
That's right, city park enhancement project.
Just kind of, and we'll let those guys do the latitude, longitude, and all that.
So now, who is this grant through again? Which one are we? Which grant is this?
This is that federal grant, the first one. Were you here that day?
I wasn't, so that's.
It's the.
The
Land Water Conservation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, are matching funds readily available and budgeted?
Yes.
So that's it. What's the source of matching funds?
Like tax
city?
Revenue?
Yeah, tax revenue.
Tax revenue, probably. Or capital projects, because we put that money in for capital projects,
yeah.
But it comes from tax revenue.
Okay, and then it's got stuff we may just have to work with the engineers, but what are the estimated annual operational costs? I don't know if we have a number, it's just would be included in our recreation on our budget.
Yeah. I think we usually budget around $15,000 for the parks.
Yeah, probably.
But that includes
the
shuttle too.
The shuttle.
The cemetery's different.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but I think it includes
shuttle groundskeeping, all of that.
So yeah, we can probably come up with a.
Wouldn't
be very much. Because we don't really do wages there either.
Start
so
eight.
Wages.
We want to try to start this spring.
Yeah, get it probably April 1st, May 1st.
Well, I'll go over this with them and see what's best to put. Was the project site previously funded with? It wasn't. And then they want us to upload all the deeds and easements, and the engineers will take care of that. So I think we can figure out the resolution. They can figure out the acreage. Now, it says attach a resolution by the applicant's governing body approving the application for the LWCF.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
is that what it's asking for?
It's just asking for a resolution by the applicant.
And I think Jones and DeMille actually give you the resolution.
You've already done it?
No, but I think that they'll give you the actual resolution. Ask him about it. I think that's what they did with Tropic. They just.
Hey, now we could very well be needing to turn this in before the next meeting.
Uh-huh. I mean, we have a meeting the 15th, but that's 2 weeks.
Get the resolution back, we're going to schedule.
Now, you did approve moving forward
oh,
with
yeah,
hitting the application, so I wonder if we.
If that, you know, it's not really a proven, but I know they have the format of that resolution.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a meeting the 15th.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, if there's anything else, I'll just send out notes. But I think that's the majority of the.
Our next meeting is scheduled for the 15th. We could just bump it or something if we can. We need to get it done.
Okay, well, there will probably be more questions, but I'll just send out.
Okay, ask them about that resolution.
Yeah.
I know they've got
it. I'll do that today.
Okay.
But I think that's the main stuff that we need you guys to. Okay. Well, it should be recorded.
Okay. Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we have the document scanned into our OneDrive or somewhere online. If they need that, let me know. I'll look for it. I'll send it to you. Maybe by then. $1 a year. What are we current?
I think it was an indefinite until council leaves, wasn't it?
Okay, that's I'll send it to you.
And it says in this that it's a very competitive process, so 50 to 75% of the applicants get funded. So I guess we'll do our best and learn from whatever happens. But and I did ask Tom if for some reason we weren't funded and we went ahead and started on this project out of pocket, can that be counted towards this future application? And he's researching. Sometimes they won't let you do it unless it's an approved project.
Anything else?
No, I think there will be more, but
okay. Yes.
Sounds good.
Item C, shuttle building enhancement design project. I did send you the final invoice.
Okay.
And I think it's for the total amount. I'll talk to Tanner before you send that. I'll talk to Tanner. We talked about the holding a little money back until we don't finish the spring, the sprinklers, and the grass doesn't settle, and so. But I think we got to communicate that to him and talk about it. Because it was, as Tom said, it wasn't finished on the right timeline. I'm not too worried about that, but I would like to, if we could hold something back, just saying, hey, if you'll come back in summer when everything's settled and we get water down, be willing to fix something. Anyway, I'll talk to those two and figure that out before you send it. So, and I wouldn't get the check until we
okay.
Sure we're at. But as far as I'm really good, right?
Yeah, that's
good. Department reports, I think this month is, isn't that meeting at the park?
Yeah, that's the 22nd. When is that?
Twenty-first, 10 a.m. in the park. Anybody welcome to go if you want. Other than that, I don't have anything. Now Tanner is not here for that. One of our shooting machines was replaced over in the gym. The other one's supposed to ship hopefully by weekend this week. That's it. Gary,
I don't.
Gary? Brad? Well, I can't remember before last night we talked about Cracks Hill. And here we updated everybody on Cracks Hill. I just wanted to make sure we got to come back and
think about the inside of the cemetery. And they left. Anyway, they came back.
Yeah,
they came back. Tanner had a couple other, I think, touch-up spots he wanted to do, and they did.
Yeah, did a good job. Do you need anything else?
No, I don't think.
Mike?
Nope.
Ron?
We've got, just a reminder, we've got that fire alarm class starting this Friday at the 9th. We've got 17 students. Some are actually from Parowan, and they'll be staying Friday nights here. When we have a Friday, Saturday class, so we're feel pretty good. I was worried that we'd only get 8 as the minimum, but we ended up getting some others. So we're nervously excited about that. I'm the lead instructor for it, so it should go well. And then the blinds in here, I like in the wintertime, I'll try to leave them open so the sun will heat the inside of the building a little bit and save on some heat costs. And then in the summer, I try to keep them closed like they are now to keep the sun out. And so anyway, I can talk to Tanner about that because I just opened them a few days ago. So I'll just see what his thoughts are, if he's all right with that.
I went through the other day. I can just have a couple of those events. They were on the wrong. Tanner put them all in, but some of them were in. Probably doesn't matter if they show up on the wellness center calendar instead of over here. So anyway, they're in there. So.
Yeah, I didn't see anything for Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, on the city being scheduled. But.
Okay. It's probably because it was on the other one. I didn't vary switch this Friday. Looks like I did miss a couple, but I went back through and
okay.
Changed all those where they should be. So.
And if anybody wants a schedule, I can provide that.
What's that?
And if anybody wants a schedule, I can print that off for you or email it to you if you want. Anybody?
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
I just need to talk to Tanner regarding the Wellness Center for the Winterfest.
Okay.
We have Bobby Morrill comes and does a high fitness from 8 to about 9, 9:30.
Okay.
So we'll with him.
I know there's a few, I think the next 3 Saturdays are all Saturdays in a row.
We have on February 14th, 15th, 16th. Is it weekend?
I don't think there's. But then it's almost all. Just get that out. Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing. Should be fine. Just get some. That's it.
I just need to schedule the auditor to come and report if you want him to do that. Daniel,
yeah.
Report. Are we good for the meetings in February? Do we need to move?
February 5th.
So the 5th and the 19th.
That should be good.
I actually will not be here on the 5th.
19th is probably just never know last day, right?
Last day.
Is that the only day in here? Okay. It's a long. They have as the oldest.
It should be okay.
Yeah, it should be good. The 19th.
19th.
So maybe that might be best.
Okay, I'll see if you can come. Then.
Planning commission, so financials, but it came out the other day at that. Any questions, comments on that? Financial report? Not warrants?
I forgot the plan was tomorrow. So.
That's okay. Okay. We talked about our next meeting, we need to have another one. Gene, pass that resolution. As soon as we have it ready, just let us know if we can schedule something. Entertain a motion to enter our LBA meeting.
Motion to enter LBA meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Kane, all in favor.
Aye.
And if you're listening here, entertain a motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, and second by Kane. Let's start with that. So I'm taking motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.